It is Thursday, the 8th day of November 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us is Jody Beznoska, who is the Vice President for Communications at Walton Arts Center.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. How's everyone doing today?
Well,
Yeah. It's Thursday.
I feel the same way.
We have had a fundraiser and an election.
Yeah.
And now...
Back to normal life, maybe?
You know, got a week and a half before the Thanksgiving turkey has to be in the oven, so.
Wow.
Or.
I know.
2 weeks,
two
right?
2 weeks.
2 weeks from today is Thanksgiving.
My goodness.
Yes.
Jeez. Wow. At least the election's over.
Yes.
At least we can all take a breath after that. Thank goodness. And to help make that breath a little bit sweeter, we put something out yesterday at Walton Arts Center. We're doing no fees this week.
Oh.
A post-election special for all November and December shows. If you buy your tickets now online or over the phone, we will not charge you the order fees.
Hmm.
So that's a nice little addition to your pocket if you're going to buy tickets.
Just this week?
Just this week. Just to say thank goodness we made it through the election. We're still here. Mm-hmm. And all the ads and everything are going to go away, hopefully. So,
little insight to my observational skills. I never even knew there were fees. So,
I did. Yeah. I've ordered online before.
Okay.
So,
yeah, there are definitely fees.
Okay.
If you're like Kyle, though, and you're a subscriber, it's, you know, the fees aren't as
noticeable.
As noticeable, okay. Yeah, because you're buying a lot of tickets at once. And so,
I see.
That
okay.
helps.
All
yeah.
right. So, feeless tickets that could get us to a show early include?
They could include for tomorrow night, the second show in our Starlight Jazz series, Jane Bennett and Hilario Duran with Candido Camara. Mm-hmm. If I said that.
Latin.
What did
jazz,
I say?
Right?
Yeah, Candido Camara.
Afro-Cuban Latin.
Yep, that's tomorrow night, 7 and 9 o'clock. You could also get tickets to the Wailers on Saturday night.
Oh, that's right.
Or you could get tickets to Letters Home, our theatrical show, which is happening
Sunday.
On Sunday. Or you could do Eileen Ivers on November 15th. She is the Grammy-winning fiddler. She's sort of royalty in the world of fiddling. And you could do a show at the end of November called All Is Calm, The Christmas Truce of 1914, which I think we spoke a little bit about last week, a theatrical and choral work exploring that unique moment on Christmas Eve in 1914 when the two warring sides in the war came together and sang.
Celebrated Christmas Eve. Yeah.
Yeah. You could do that, and you could also buy tickets for Billy Elliot, which is our next show in the Broadway lineup. It feels like we literally did just finish the first show in our lineup with Shrek, but Billy Elliot comes on December 4th through the 9th, I believe, or 10th. 8 performances. This is the first time this show has ever been in this market ever. Like, this isn't a repeat. This is a new show. Of all the Broadway shows we've brought here, this is one of the few that I haven't seen. So I'm really looking forward to it. And it's probably one of the most technically challenging show for the performers. It's a really involved, you know, show, especially for the young boys who play Billy Elliot. There are 4 of them who travel with the cast, and they rotate out because it's such a difficult role. And what we're learning more and more as we hear about Billy Elliot is, you know, they travel with a school. Like, so when they're here, we have to have a school in Walton Arts Center for these boys. So
the four, the 4 young men are being taught.
Because they're just like, I mean, they're 13, right?
Mm-hmm.
12.
Yep. Yeah, and so they're on the road touring, but they still have to go to school. Mm-hmm. So one of the things we have to do is make sure they have a space to do that.
So not necessarily the green room, but someplace in Walton Arts Center will have to serve as that 8 to 3:30 school.
Yeah, I think in this particular case, we will actually be taking over the space that we use for our patrons lounge, and that will become the studio. That I think that will become sort of a rehearsal studio and also the classroom for the kids.
Wow.
And so we move things around a lot for this. And this, we, you know, every time we have another conversation about what we have to do for Billy Elliot, it's one of the biggest shows we've ever had. It really brings into relief how limited our space is and why when we talk about expansion, which we've been talking about a lot lately, this is a perfect example of how the expansion will help us.
I've seen the movie Billy Elliot.
Mm-hmm.
And
I've seen the Broadway show.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Seeing the movie, and I loved the movie.
Yeah.
I think the father character is one of the strongest father characters this side of Atticus Finch. I think it's just a beautiful, wonderful movie.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm wondering why the production is so big, because it's ballet. I mean, are there big production numbers that require?
Sets were pretty
elaborate?
I mean, basic, but big, if I recall.
Yeah. Did you see it when they went below the stage?
Yes.
Yeah. So because it's a mining town, there's some elements to it of that. I should be careful and say that I don't think they're going to go below the stage in our performance because we don't actually have
there's no cutout
in the floor to take them down.
I was about to ask, are you doing something today that we don't know about?
No, but it is a pretty the mining town is the center of the story, and I would assume that there's a lot of detail and a lot of involvement there. And there's also a lot of rigging because the dancers fly, and so that carries with it a lot of equipment and stuff too. So yeah, it's a pretty
big
show.
That lighting. I mean, I'm sure you have a pretty good lighting set up already, but red. I'm seeing a lot of red as I remember the production. So yeah.
And you saw it on Broadway.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That was neat. That's cool. Oh, I'm jealous.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah,
it was
good. So am I. Yeah. This is I'm really excited to see it. So that's December 4th through the 9th. I'm sure we're going to talk lots more about it. We also, before that, we'll have another jazz show, the Sean Jones Quartet, and then we will get right into the Christmas madness, the holiday madness. We'll have Mannheim Steamroller, we'll have Winona's Rockin' Christmas, we'll have the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, Creole Christmas. I can't wait to see that one.
Same here.
And we'll have the Nutcracker. So all of this is coming down the pike faster than you would think. I keep seeing posts about how few days there are till the holidays, and it kind of scares me. So make sure you come to a show before you get into the holiday madness.
But we have the most days you can have between Thanksgiving and Christmas this year, because Thanksgiving is as early as it can be.
Mm-hmm.
So that's so good, right?
Extra time.
I think.
Okay. I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one more thing I wanted to remind everybody is that you may have been hearing about this on Facebook and Twitter, but we have added another show to the season. We have added Scooby-Doo, the Musical Mysteries.
All right.
Got that email this morning.
In May of next year. But tickets for that show go on sale tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., online and on the phone.
Now, as you said with Shrek, while that is something that entertained patrons of all ages, it was a full show, so think about the age. Mm-hmm. Scooby-Doo, is that one that's more directly
for... Yeah, Scooby-Doo is definitely made more for the kids.
Okay.
It's going to be... I'm assuming it will be a shorter show. I'm assuming it will be a little more... maybe not quite as clever for the adults. However, those of us who watch Scooby-Doo, I'm kind of excited to see what they do with it.
Spoiler alert, they're going to take the mask off somebody at the end.
And just as we are talking about this, I did want to mention about Billy Elliot. It might be an easy assumption to think that Billy Elliot is a kid's show because there are kids in it. Mm. But I mean, Kristen, having seen it, it really isn't.
It's kind of serious.
Yeah, isn't meant for the little kids.
Yeah.
I would say older kids would probably really enjoy it.
Yeah. Oh, junior high, high school.
Yeah. Yeah.
The movie is beautiful. The movie is just fantastic.
Yeah. So I did want to say that. I think that's an important distinction to make between Shrek and between Scooby-Doo.
Gotcha.
Your 5-year-old's probably not going to really get into Billy Elliot. And it's also got
some adult themes
and some tough content in there. Yeah. So great.
Okay. Thank you, Jody.
Thank you, guys.
Jody Beznoska is Vice President for Communications at the Walton Arts Center.